The process of making Snook's apples golden and delicious, or golden delicious. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Ran into orchardist Quentin Snook, an apple producer, trimming his golden delicious apple trees.
You get the water sprouts off, and then you kind of look at the tree, and you try to cut your way into it. Then you open up the inside of the tree to let light in to the apples. And you open it up so you can kind of get in here to pick. If you had all these branches out here, then you're fighting your way.
Along with the apples, Snook will have a peach and cherry crop if all things go well this spring.
Weather, these things bloom out and then they freeze. That's not going to be good. But over here, we're kind of protected. We don't get that early morning sun, and the sun goes down in the spring soon. So this is kind of a shady little strip.
And with spring coming on, like all farmers, Snook is the eternal optimist. Take care of your crop, and come fall, all will be good.
Oh, these will bloom sometime mid-April, and then we'll get our apples, and then we'll come through usually first part of July, end of June. You got to come through and thin the apples off. And then after that, you just water and mow and come about third week in September, around there sometime. Time to pick apples.
And with any luck at all, snow is finally in the rearview mirror. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.